Views and opinions expressed by callers, guests, and hosts do not necessarily reflect those of the Black Talk Radio Network and Black Talk Media Project. Black Talk Radio is new black media for the new millennium.
Dinar would have had serious consequences for the world financial system, but may also have empowered the people of Africa, something black activists say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake. We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs.
We're slicing cake.
Say the US wants to avoid at all costs. Gaddafi didn't give up. In the months leading up to the military intervention, he called on African and Muslim nations to join together to create this new currency that would rival the dollar and euro. They would sell oil and other resources around the world only for gold dinars. It's an idea that would shift the economic balance of the world. Countries' wealth would depend on how much gold they have, not how many dollars they trade. And Libya has 144 tons of gold.
Welcome, welcome everyone to Tando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. I'm your host, and is your host Dave from LA. Just want to thank you all for listening today. Today is Wednesday, December the 14th, 2016. We have a live show for you today. Brother Davis is there, Team Davis is there for Wise Wednesday. Looking forward to that. And Wise Wednesday show is The Deception Continues. Brother Davis is in queue and looking forward to hearing from him and Sister Davis today on Wise Wednesday. But before we get into the show, let's first take care of the business that we need to take care of, and that's supporting Black Talk Radio Network by giving donations to the network. You can go to the website of Black Talk Radio Network, of www.blacktalkradionetwork, and you will see on the far right-hand margin the prompt to donate. It's in green. You can also do it by way of the crowdfunding digital black media campaign that's going on. So this is very, very important for us to continue to have Black Talk Radio Network and to continue to grow within this space, and the importance of it all. Very, very important. So make sure you give some of your financial energy to the network, and make sure that you are donating what you can when you can to ensure that what has been so beneficial to you will be beneficial to equally to those that you care about and those that you know would benefit from the overall presence of this institution known as Black Talk Radio Network. And very, very important. Also, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can go to Prosperity Mint, PROSPERITY MINT, Prosperity Mint, and you can actually see what's in inventory there. And actually, if you're interested in acquiring real money, you can definitely email wolf6pack1@gmail.com. Okay, so now I want to get into what's in the news just before we get into, because Brother Davis is there. I don't want to take too much time from Brother Davis. Some very, very important things that are happening, and there's some, I really see some energy changes going on within the overall world, and I think that they are going to bring some events that will start. You will start to really see as they start to the agenda starts to invoke itself even more. But what I want to do is I want to definitely go straight to what's in the news, and we're going to get into Wise Wednesday with the Team Davis. Now, first article comes from the BRIC spot, and that's BRIC is the Brazil, Russia, India, China, South Africa. Those are the five nations that make up the headline nations that make up the acronym for BRICS. But there's many countries, over 125 countries that are actually in the BRIC nations, and more are going to be joining that. So the first article from BRICS, Modi, one of Twitter's most followed political leaders, Time Person of the Year poll. Now, I was, this is crazy that this individual would have this type of traction. But I understand that's what this, it may not, it may be not real, may just be all a part of the overall agenda. But Modi is the one, is the Prime Minister of India, okay? And let me just read the subtitle. India's Prime Minister Modi and WikiLeaks founder Assad Julian Assange are the front runners for Time Magazine Person of the Year readers poll, coming at 11% and 9% respectively. Modi popularity is on the rise, and he is engaged in a battle against corruption in the financial sector. Man, this is so ridiculous. I mean, wow. Come on, man. This dude, Modi is, and I said in my commentary, dude, this is the poster child for the everyday person's collapse. He stole the people's energy, which will be copied here. He was the one that arbitrarily, abruptly, on November the 8th, said that the largest 86% of India's currency would be demonetized, and that made people instantly broke, regardless of who you were. If you didn't know that that was coming, if you didn't prepare for it, or if you weren't in on the circle where they gave you a heads up that that was going to happen so that you can appropriately remove yourself from that, you were dramatically affected by what happened on November the 8th. And they want to give this dude time because that's the system itself. And I'm going to tell you, this stuff is only going to, as you'll see by some of our posts, this stuff is really going to grow. Don't want to spend too much time on this because we have Wise Wednesday, and I don't want to take from that crazy, but we will pick this up. Next article comes from AP News. Putin ready to meet Trump at any moment. Check out that article. All of these things have legs, and they have a lot of meaning, and we will definitely discuss them at the appropriate time. Next, from The Hill, 40 Electoral College members demand briefing on Russian interference. And you'll see, this is, regardless of how you think about this, most people think here in the United States that you have something called a democracy. You have nothing called a democracy. You have an indirect democracy. And what I mean by that, they make you think that your vote really matters when it doesn't. It's the Electoral College. The system itself is that selects who's going to be the celebrity figurehead. But see, that's really represented, that really represents all facets of this whole system, is a farce. It's a fraud. It's a facade. It's an illusion. It's deception. Because there's a war that's being engaged against you, and all war is based in deception. Deception is war. War is deception. So check out that article from The Hill. 40 Electoral College members demand briefing. Man, things can really, really start to unfold here. Next article from Active Post. House passes bill allowing the government to microchip citizens with mental disabilities. Wow. And we'll touch on this at some point, and sometimes just want to get through. And today is Wednesday, Wise Wednesday, with the Davis team. Excuse me, with Team Davis. They'll be the show is going to be about the deception continues. So we're going to get to that as soon as we get out of what's in the news. Next article. What the Federal Reserve will do this week. Well, they already did it around 2 o'clock Eastern Standard Time. They raised the interest rate 25 basis points or 0.25% on the rate high. And we'll talk about that later on, what this means and why this is so important. I definitely do see that 2017-2018 is going to be the year of the Great American, not depression, Great American hyperinflation. Inflation is definitely going to explode here. And we'll talk about that at an appropriate time. Don't want to take too much time because we got to get into Wise Wednesday. Next one, next article from Reuters. Too big to fail. China maps out its Trump strategy. Check out that article. Next article comes from Moody's. Moody's is a rating agency, and they gave a rating for the Italian banks yesterday. Moody's changes outlook on Italian bank sector to negative from stable due to increased capital needs and weakening confidence. The inflation is going to be coming, and defaults are going to be so huge, and you're going to see them. The everyday person will see them soon enough, and then a lot of people will be asking, what happened? Why did this happen? What can we do? And believe me, if you're not in front of this, this stuff can happen so fast. Just like in India, you won't be able to respond. The only thing that you'll be able to do is to respond in anger and from a position of disadvantage. So I don't want that to happen, but we'll talk about that at the appropriate time. Here comes a huge, huge story. IMF data shows China's GDP outpaced the U.S. in 2016. The figures come from a recent International Monetary Fund, which I call them their acronym is IMF. I call them the MF. You know what that means. I call them international. There you go. Estimates and serves to shift the canon that the U.S. is the world's primary economic superpower. Economists forecast that the U.S. GDP measures some $18.5 trillion, but the debt is even bigger than that. So you're broke. You're extremely broke when you have more going out or more debt than you have coming in. That makes you insolvent. While China is expected to net $21.2 trillion in GDP, this is huge. And this is what my commentary on this was. I said, you heard it first on Tando Radio Show last year that China was the number one economy. Well, here it is. The disclosure coming out now. This comes from Sputnik News. China's been the number one economy for some time now. And that means that has some very, very meaningful legs and capabilities, and has some meaningful trends that are going to be set because of that. And we'll talk about that at the appropriate time. So, next article comes from Financial Post. IBM says it's planning to hire 25,000 people in the U.S., investing $1 billion over the next 4 years. IBM executives says she plans to hire about 25,000 people in the U.S. and invest $1 billion over the next 4 years. And I'm going to say this. Remember who IBM aligned themselves with in World War II. It was the Nazis. Very familiar with IBM. This has, in my opinion, this has a lot of different meanings, and I'm very skeptical. You know, Lel, who was this? Feather Light, man. She had a little poster put in there. I love it. She said, I got to see this, and it was like she's squinting her eyes, looking through the curtains like, I don't believe this. Right. I'm with you, sister. You're absolutely right. So, but even if so, but I think that there's a whole lot more to this whole thing, and this is the propaganda that's going on. So, but we'll talk about it at the appropriate time. Next article comes from WKRN.com, and this is out of Tennessee. Earlier today, they had a public service announcement in warning shelter in place order after a semi overturned in Rutherford County. And that's in Tennessee. There was a spill, and they told people to shelter in place. And I just wanted to say, you know, you got to always remember when things happen in Tennessee, especially something like this. Tennessee is probably one of the largest deposits of radioactive material, and there's a lot of radioactive material that goes in and out of goes into Tennessee for storage. So from nuclear. They have a lot of laboratories, a lot of nuclear labs and everything else. So very always want to know that. So check out that one that was posted there. Next article comes from Ron Paul Institute. And it says, a war on fake news, part of a war on free speech. And this is what we've been talking about, Scotty and I, with this whole thing. And let me tell you, there's a reason why, because we are going to go through some very, very draconious times, and this is just some things that you need to know and properly prepare yourself. Next article, well, I ran through this really quick. Cool. Next article comes from News.com.au, which is Australia. Here it comes, folks. And I said, my commentary on this, it will happen here soon. Say goodbye to the $100 note. And this is out of Australia. Here you go. Australia looks set to follow in the footsteps of Venezuela and India. Let's stop right there. Venezuela and India. Venezuela is going through hyperinflation, the highest inflation in the world, and they are going through an economic collapse. They are telling you that's what's going to happen in Australia, but they're telling you that that's going to happen all over. And they said, and in India. India shocked the people and just pulled it right away. By abolishing the country's highest denominated banknote in a bid to crack down on black economy. Listen, the black economy, what they're trying to do. Let me tell you what they say. They try to come up with all of these descriptive words when it's nothing more than being politically correct is always morally wrong. What is black economy? They don't want you to be, they want to be able to steal your energy whenever they see fit and whenever they want to. The black economy is nothing more than people protecting themselves because they don't trust the lies of the overall institutions. But they try to ostracize that and to give it a content of criminality. No, what these people are doing is they're protecting and they don't trust you. But see, the bad thing is that the people are not effectively protecting themselves. Paper cash has its capabilities. You never ever extend yourself past that because pretty soon they're going to get rid of cash everywhere, and they're going to do it here as well. So they're giving Australians time. They're giving them heads up before they do it. So let me read this once again, and then we're going to get into Wise Wednesday. Here we go. Australia looks set to follow in the footsteps of Venezuela and India. And I would ask you, the people in Venezuela and India, were they prepared for what happened? No. Were they put in a position of disadvantage from what was done to them? Yes. Was it a fair exchange? No. Who was adversely affected? The people were. How bad were they affected? They are the critical mass effect of demonetizing the currency has caused for and is a part of, in my opinion, is a part of the depopulation program because there are so many people that were adversely affected by that, even to the point of death. And it is going to happen regardless of what they told you, how great your country was. That was to get you to have blind allegiance to their authority. They're going to get everyone, and it's going to come here soon enough. Abolishing the country's highest denominated banknote in a bid to crack down on black economy. Speaking on the ABC News on Wednesday, the Revenue and Finance Service Minister Kelly O'Dwyer flagged a review of the $100 note and cash payment over certain limits as the government looks to recoup billions in unpaid taxes. That's the excuse and the lie. What they're doing, ladies and gentlemen, is they're going to steal your energy. The enslavement program is going to continue. So check out that. We're definitely going to do some point in this. You know, the reason why I do these things is because I want to give you fair warning so that See, just because you hear something once or twice does not really give you enough time. In order to prepare for what yourself and your family and to put yourself in a position of advantage when these type of things, these economic collapses are designed to happen and they are manifested and to serve a purpose that is not yours, it takes the everyday common person, it takes you years to prepare for something like that. Is not just something that you can do right away. And we've been talking about this for a while. And if those of you that have made provisions and to prepare for these things, believe me, it will not go to waste. But see, the thing of preparing for the everyday person, because you don't have the overall resources that the actual handlers or the system or those, they call them like the one percenter or those with a lot of resources and everything. You don't have those capabilities of changing your overall direction in 2 or 3 days. You actually need years to do it. And this is why it doesn't, things don't happen right away. But that doesn't mean that you shouldn't be responding to it appropriately. Because every day that you do something and to prepare yourself and your family for what's going to happen, it puts yourself in a position of advantage. And every day that you don't, you put yourself in a position of disadvantage. And it's really cool to say it's cold outside when you're inside of a warm, sheltered place. You really don't understand how cold something is until you're out in the elements with no protection. And this is what I hope to avoid with as many of you as possible. And that is something that we do because we genuinely care and sincerely care about the overall direction that we take as a people. And the things that you're starting to see going on, you're starting to see the agenda starting to admit itself more and more and more. Look at all those people in line in Venezuela. Look at all of those people in line in India. Look at all of the people that would be in line in Australia. And none of them thought that it would happen to them. But these are major economies that are going through this, and it is going to be everywhere. It will be you as well. And the key is when the lights on your on people's blind faith in the system goes out, what will you have to rely on? That is incumbent on, that is incumbent upon what you do in response. Is your spirit moved? Do you see some things that you are starting to pay attention to the warnings that you've been getting, not just from Kando, but from everything around you, from your own self, from your dreams, from the energy that you're picking up? So just something ain't right. Are we suppressing that warning sign of the big tsunami, and we are just still out on the beach drinking a Mai Tai, thinking that everything is going to be cool, or just totally oblivious to it all? I would say it would be in your best interest to really, really prepare, regardless of what you feel about things emotionally, what you want or don't want to happen. There has to be a concerted effort of your intellect and your spirit that moves you to ensure some things. Because if you don't do it, no one else is going to do it for you. So what's coming around the corner, what's going to be here soon enough, and is going to be global, is going to be something that is you will have known about and knew it, but you didn't know how bad it could be, and it's going to be just that bad. So make sure you are preparing. Next article comes from Politico. Harvard professor says that he has enough electoral votes to change the election results. And we'll talk about that a little bit later on. Don't want to get too far because we got to get ready to go to a commercial break. And Brother Davis is in queue. We have like 6 minutes before we go into the commercial break. So I'm going to turn it over. Brother Davis, if you want to unmute yourself, you can go ahead and do that. I'm going to turn everything over to Brother Davis. If you'd like to get in on the conversation at any time, give Brother Davis a call at 866-510-9025. Make sure that get Brother Davis a call if you have a question about your particular circumstances or just some things you want to know, because I firmly, especially from this fake news stuff and everything else, I wouldn't be surprised at some point and at some time that the internet will be turned off because of some events that are going on, and it will be too late to ask some questions about some things. It will actually be some time for you to respond. So we want you just to have as much insight that you possibly have, even if it's, you know, for you to bounce some things off and to get some input on some things that will benefit you and your family. Then you can start to ask even more questions and then start to find suitable solutions for you, your family, and our overall community. Listen, everyone, Brother Davis is in queue. We're going to go ahead and go to a commercial break a little bit earlier, and then we're going to turn it over to Brother Davis without a doubt. Give Brother Davis a call, 866-510-9025, 866-510-9025. You're listening to Kando Radio Show, coming to you live from FEMA Region Number 6, and we do sincerely appreciate you all. So listen, we're going to go to a commercial break. When we come back, Wise Wednesday with Team Davis will start, and definitely be engaged in this whole thing. We'll be right back after you listen to Kando Radio Show, brought to you by Black Talk Radio Network. We'll be right back after these quick commercial breaks.
And live program scheduling, visit us on the web at blacktalkradionetwork.com.
Good evening, brothers and sisters. The views and opinions of this show are totally the host and the host alone. Those of you who may be offended by them, do not call the company and register a complaint, because in reality, the truth does not change. This is Brother Davis coming at you, and I want to tell you before I get started that I love you, because this show may rub you a little wrong. Now, the reason why is because it is on deception. So when we talk about deception, are we talking about general deception? Well, no, because see, when we talk about individuals, we talk about self-deception. So what is self-deception? Well, that's very simple. Self-deception is the act of making oneself believe something that is not true. Now, what's so unique about that is that we are running on an endless program of self-deception. Absolutely. And everyone that you look at, if they're not out here standing on their own 2 feet, creating their own image and feeding in to the system, part of themselves, are deceiving themselves. Now, why do I say that? Because every day we go to work and we put on a platitude of gratitude, but what actually it is, it's an emulation without a definition. Why is it without a definition? Because you're trying to make a statement. You're looking for others to accept the way you define yourself. And it may not really even be you. So we have to focus, first of all, on the self-deception before we can literally go out there and change the external deception. Now, the reason why I say self-deception is because I look in the mirror every day. Now, I hope y'all caught that. But when I look in the mirror every day, I have to evaluate how my day went. Did I reach my goals? Did I change myself? in order to attain something from the course of that day. Now, I really want y'all to listen to the words here, because a lot of times when we get out here in the world, we're looking at why we're out here in the world and what we need to get out of that time. And we don't really consider what we're doing to ourselves to make that transition. Now, if you had your own business and you got everything based on how you function, then literally you could cut yourself almost a niche out of self-deception, but you can't eliminate self-deception, because a certain degree of deception must go on in your mind for you to function in a system that is not designed for your success. Let me repeat that. You must be able to step out of yourself in certain times in order to function in a system that is not designed for you to have success. And listen, it's not just you. It's 99.999% of the people you look at every day. Why? Because most of them are putting themselves in a mode to be able to be accepted at whatever area they are generating their resources. And the reason why I want you to see that is not because there's something wrong, it's so that you can identify it. See, a lot of times we get so caught up in the personification of mimicking that we lose who we are. So that leads us into the deception. And then when we're out in the system, we have to play the game because we want to benefit by the time we put there. But it's literally a program. You see, America runs on deception. I talked to you before about the so-called democracy. Well, you could see that's not a democracy from the last election, which is a whole different conversation altogether. So that's a deception. Let's look at another thing that is deception. Let's look at this whole holiday spirit. The deception is they want you to believe something that is really not true in order for you to bring your resources to them and they can take as much as they can. How do they do that? Well, they tell you, we're giving a 50% off sale. Oh, yeah. 50% off? 50% off? I mean, you're going to pay half as much? So automatically, you're not thinking that this company, in reality, what it did was it marked its price up from the manufacturer's price twice. So when you get that 50% off, you're getting the 50% off the manufacturer price that was marked up twice. So in reality, all you're doing is paying what the item costs anyway. But it is the self-deception that kicks in that we don't even identify with. You know why? Because we're so focused on getting that 50% off. And it doesn't just work in merchandising. It works in our personal lives. You know how there's certain cliques that you want to be a part of, especially when you're young, because you want to fit in. And sometimes you just, man, you fold and you twist and you turn and you squeeze to fit into that mold. And then later on, you might find out that you had no business being here in the first place. You see, in order for there to be an organization, there must be an authorized aspect of how it functions. And those people who are authorized in the aspect, in most cases, don't look like you. So they know that you're going to deceive yourself to fit that mode that they want in order to get their resources. And a lot of times, that is hard on us. But we've gotten so congealed with this that we just flow into it. We don't think about what it is about this transition that's going to affect us. And it does. We are so psychologically disembodied that in reality, The perfect example is the last election. How many people did you hear go out there hollering, let's vote for Hillary, let's vote for Hillary, knowing that Hillary and the Clintons were behind the three-strikes-you're-out law that locked up and literally decimated millions of families? But yet they were willing to argue that point. Now, a lot of people think from time to time that they don't have to look at the truth. Why? Because the truth bears an unchangeable aspect to reality. And sometimes we don't want to view reality just as it is. Perfect example is I was reading today that teen pregnancy amongst black young teenagers is down. And literally, a lot of people are excited about it. And don't get me wrong, I mean, that's what turns you on. We turned on by it. But when you look at the deception that was behind it, that only shows that people are waking up, because they don't want to talk about how they bought Planned Parenthood into the black community. They don't want to talk about how they literally taught people into self-deception in order to anywhere from abort to take drugs that literally caused abortion, or they pat them on their back and said, you know what, you only have a little sickness, and then they take their ability to have children away. Deception is a powerful, powerful tool. And we have to learn when we are just following the program of deception so that we can identify what we can do to take our lives back. And this is why I started out with a disclaimer, because I want you to understand that this is true. You can take your life back. All week long, all I've been hearing is Christmas song. It's Christmas song. And don't get me wrong, I understand the purpose behind the songs. They want to get you into the seasons, should I say, the feeling of the season. Okay? They want the children to watch TV and see all of the new toys that's coming out. This all perpetuates the deception. And I want you to see it on the magnified scale that it is on, because literally, there is no way they're telling you that you can change it until you focus on you. Because, see, the world doesn't change by itself. Someone must initiate change. And when you start initiating change, somebody's going to notice, oh, you don't do that. But why don't you celebrate the holiday? Because I've decided this year that I'm not going to give my money and my resources to something that I know is false. But then they want to pull you aside. See, they don't want the numbers of people to know that you decided to identify the truth. They don't really want to sacrifice the reality that you're identifying the truth means that you're going to save your resources. So literally, they don't want that out, especially not this time of year. So you know certain people aren't going to be very popular, and that's fine, because if you live in order to win the popularity contest, you're not living at all. You're deceiving yourself. See, that's what makes self-deception such a powerful tool. That's why we must talk about it. We must put it on the table so that literally our children that are looking at us doesn't continually perpetuate the deception. Because that's what has happened to us. You see, we've gotten so caught up in the holidays as children that we keep the concept going. Remember when it was, oh, Santa Claus is going to come down the chimney? And you really thought that? I mean, come on. Did you ever put out cookies for Santa Claus? Only to later find out there was no Santa Claus. there was a purpose behind that. And the reason was the deception. So when you found out your mother and your father were Santa Claus, did y'all sit down and have a discussion about that? How about the Tooth Fairy? Now, I know I wasn't the only one in the early years to go up there and snatch that tooth out and maybe stick a dollar bill or a $5 bill under there. And, you know, I thought that I was literally building character in my child or in my children. But in reality, I was keeping that deception going. You see, that's why it's so important for us to identify where the role that self plays. So I want you to seriously consider calling me. Hi. Calling me and asking those questions that literally you may have thought about, but you just didn't say out loud. And for whatever reason, that's up to you. And listen, I don't have a problem with that. But I do need you to seriously consider how you fit in. Is this okay with you? And at the end of the year, is it okay that you owe somebody for something that took place over a 7 to 10 day period? This is Brother Davis at 866-510-9025. And I want you to seriously pick up your phones and ask yourself this. Do I need to make this phone call? Because if so, I'm going to come face to face with the truth. And in doing that, what am I prepared to do? Because I'm going to tell you, you could almost start anywhere. In America, we already talked about the food. You can start there. We talked about the water. You can start there. We could talk about the politics. You can start anywhere in America. You can start, because deception is a lie. But if we start with each other and we decide that we're going to just do one thing, we're going to eat healthy, and we examine the foods that we eat, we will find out that it's going to be uncomfortable to be really be truthful. And the reason why it's going to be uncomfortable to be truthful is because we have been under the power of deception for so long that literally we got to ask ourselves, are we doing what we want to do, or are we doing what we know the truth is? Because I'm going to tell you, if we don't do nothing, it just continues to go on. And next thing you know, your children's walking up to you, and they're talking to you about something that you already know is a deception. But you, since you've never told them and never discussed it outwardly, they don't know. You know, I remember when my children said, you know what, seriously told us about Santa Claus. And I was really shocked. Because at that time, I thought that I knew. I mean, we was going to the stores and everything, but that was just buying gifts for other people. And I really didn't think about it in reference to me. Why? Because when we were at stores, you was always talking about other people. So I just thought it was part of the season to give. I spend money, just give gifts. And then I never seen you buy anything for us. And then when we came down and these gifts were for us, well, we just assumed that the role was played by Santa Claus. No, darling, you're Santa Claus. You're a lot of things that you don't know you are yet. But you can change that dynamic. And if you do, you're going to have to step out of your humanness. And why do I say humanness? Because some people are going to be very offended. They want the illusion. They want the idea that they can tell a story to themselves and come New Year's Eve, celebrate it, and then deceive themselves again. Show of hands, how many people have made New Year's resolutions knowing when they made that resolution that ain't what they're going to do? We have to become more responsible for ourselves. So why make, why wait the New Year's to make a resolution? that make sense? I mean, if you really feel a certain way about something, you could just start it from that point on.
But that's promoted by the mass media, to answer your question, Brother Davis. That's why we celebrate anything, because we've been told to, and it's been popularized through what they call popular culture, which is mass media. It's because of the programming. Like you getting ready to say, if I know I need to lose weight, why I'm going to go to January, wait till January 1st to make a resolution to lose weight? Why can't I do that now?
Absolutely. Absolutely. And you know what's unique about that, Scotty? We don't look at it from our perspective. We fall in line with the concept because of the media programming. And that, once again, shows you the power of media, which, should I reflect at this point, we're in a very good position with Black Talk Radio, because that's the media that's bringing us a truth. And don't take my word for it. Remember my disclaimer, everything I say will be true, whether you like it or not. Listen to Black Talk Radio. Sometimes it pulls your heartstrings. You don't believe me? Listen to the show after ours tonight. See, those people who don't want to be informed, they're going to avoid this sort of media platform. Because we bring the truth into your home if you turn it on. And I'm going to tell you, there's some times where I can hear in their heart how hurt they are to have to let you know this, but they know you need to know. And that's really a powerful statement when somebody is going out their way to go out and find information that they know they needed when they got it. And they know you need to know it. But it's going to be hurting, and it may very well hurt you. And for those people who don't know, how many people was hurt behind the trial down in North Carolina? And then to have a brother, talk about he was a foreman, and when all of the evidence was laid out, I don't care what they told him, okay? When you look at that video, and you seen this man running with fear, how can you not convict that white cop for murder? You see, self-deception hurts, but it may not hurt the person who's deceiving themselves, because this guy hit the talk show circuit. You can bet he was picking up $10,000-$15,000 a pop. And here's the catch. He was articulate, so he hit a whole lot of them. So he made money off the death of somebody that looks like him. Let that sink in a minute here. Because in reality, that can be anybody in that situation that decides to sell out. Self-deception doesn't even account for truth. Because if self-deception accounted for truth, all he had to say was the videotape spoke for itself. It wasn't like this man was confronting you. It wasn't like this man was putting you in harm. It wasn't like this man had a weapon to put you in danger. It wasn't like this man was even a threat to your life. But you shot him in the back in cold blood. You see, we have to identify the deception that goes on so that we can be able to be change enough change in our life so that we can initiate a truth and walk that path. Those of you who listen today, you're doing that, because you didn't have to listen to Tando Radio. Literally, I mean, you're getting a lot of information, yes, and you can benefit by it, yes, but the truth is, what you gonna do with it? Because the bottom line is, information that is not shared or does not enhance literally is idle time. And we have to be able to take control of our lives if we're going to coordinate ourselves so that we can move in to the next so-called dimension of time, which we are moving vastly into the age of Aquarius. For those of you who don't know, the age of Aquarius is changing What does that mean? That means every dynamic that you see going on now will change. Every dynamic will change. And see, what you may not know is that from the 21st of December to the 28th of December is the winter solstice. That's right. Now, the winter solstice literally attempts, that's the time when you reevaluate what you have done during the past year, and you prepare yourself for what you're going to do coming into a new season. Why is it that time? Because the season doesn't start right away, but the mindset does, so you can put your plan together, and when the season starts up and running. These are little keys to let you know why the astrology and all of these things have an effect on our lives, because it's part of a greater purpose. But if we don't do anything in the square we're in, we just continue the program. You know why white people voted? I'm going to be very blunt about it. White people voted overwhelmingly for Trump? Because they know that their time is coming to an end. Think about it. Now they're talking about Russia was involved in this, and they might have helped Trump. Well, you know, that might be a plan, too. I mean, look into the dynamics of this. Now, what if there's a recount and Trump doesn't win? Or what if the Electoral College has decided to vote against him? Do you realize that all of those people who were at gun shows buying thousands of rounds of ammunition and guns out the wazoo, you already know they're unbalanced mentally. What do you think they're going to do when that's who their candidate was? You see, the sad part about it is they're wrong too. But they have to perpetuate the deception, because tyranny must have deception in order to work. And you don't hear them ever talking about. Matter of fact, I heard Fox got rid of the whole concept of white privilege. They don't even discuss it, like it doesn't exist. Oh, by the way, how many of y'all believe that? If so, that is deception. We have to take control so that we can prepare ourselves as a group to embrace our brothers and sisters of the world. Because for those of you who don't know, and you've always heard say, oh yeah, there's more white people in the world than black people, that is a deception. Oh yeah, black people are dying at an alarming rate much faster than white people, that is a deception. But if you are not doing something every day so that you can grow, then you are deceiving yourself. Every day I pick up something to read. I may not go into 2 hours of just reading and meditating on it so that I can have total understanding to correspond whatever the idea was, but I make sure that I learn something every day. Now, I'm fortunate because I have a wife that feels the same way. So when she learns something, she brings it to my attention. When I learn something, I bring it to her attention. And a lot of times, they have nothing to do with each other, but they benefit us both because she's blessed by what she's learned, and I convey what I learned, and I'm blessed by what I learned, and she conveys what she's learned. And I'm going to tell you, a lot of times, just that transition is a great conversation. So we have to really learn to take that and expand the walls of it. We have to learn that. See, when we came up, let me be a little clear here. When we came up, there was the daily newspaper that came out of different communities, and the black newspaper that came out of certain communities were circulated all around that region. So it wasn't nothing to go to a brother's house and see the Ebony there, the Jet there, the Sepa there. These were black tools of media. And we could sit down and find out what was happening, the major things that were happening in the black community. And the best part about it was, it wasn't exclusive to you. I would go to my friend's house and we can go play Little League Baseball or something, and I turn around and guess what? A lot of times you couldn't go in the living room, but even if you could, guess what was on the table? That's right. The latest issues. They're always the latest issues. You know why? Because they became conversation pieces. We don't have that. Why don't we have it? Because not enough people are tapping into the resources to be able to conversate about the things that we have in common. Once again, thanks to Black Talk Radio, we do now. You don't even have to go out and get a paper to read it. If you listen here, you can go out your door with enough content to be a serious conversationalist on a plethora of topics. So, brothers and sisters, Brother Davis now, on the Wise Wednesday, and I'm coming at you, we're talking about self-deception. That's why I said how we're expanding on deception. Because, see, at first I talked about the deception in general, but now we have to really focus on the contribution that we feed in to that deception. And the best part about that is that when you begin to see that, when you begin to see the role that we play in that aspect of deception, you begin to realize, I could do something about that. You know what? It ain't got to be like that. So let me put it out there again. The number is 866-510-9025. We'll be going into a break pretty soon if my timing is right. But I want you to think about not only the deception that you see on a daily basis, but the adjustments that you make, that you're beginning to realize that you do that to deceive those people so that they will have a specific perception of you. I mean, you don't want to walk up to your partners and dap in front of them, because in most cases, that's going to scare those people. Why? Because they don't understand the communication of dap. How many of you heard the time when Brother Barack and his wife Michelle did the fist bump? That was chaotic. It was terrorist. They got an underline a message behind that. You see, that had nothing to do with the truth, but it was such a powerful deception that the media played that it became the conversation to help white people get clarity. Because you know, you always had that one white person who's cool with you, and they want to pull your side and say, you know, I've seen Brock and Michelle do that fist bump thing. What does that mean? Because, see, they're not knowledgeable. The reason why they're not knowledgeable is because they steal everything. So, can you give them that understanding? After a period of time, that died down. Then after a period of more time, it was in advertisements. Then after a period of more time, it became common with white people. So I want you to understand the importance of that role of self-deception on a daily basis, because we got to stop and we got to start to defeat the paradigm of our thinking so that we can take back our lives and structure ourselves so that we can literally collaborate with each other without fuss, without trust, and be able to debate about any issue and come to common ground so that we can make our plans work. Because we got a plethora of plans. We got some very intelligent black people. I mean, community organizers, I mean, retirement community, educational community, the social community, even the religious community. We have to incorporate all of these things in order for us to find a trust factor. Because that's the first thing I hear people say. What black people can't do, that is a deception. So this is Brother Davis. We get ready to go to break now. And I want you to get by your phone and pick it up. Give me a call here at Daniel Radio, 866-510-9025. And put your questions out there so that we can have an open discussion on self-deception. And we can clear some ground and we can clear the air. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wednesday. Hit us up. We're waiting for your call.
If you have a question or comment, dial 866-510-9025. To unmute yourself, hit star. We'll be right back.
Yeah. We'll be right back.
Talk Radio since 2008, providing new black media for the masses.
All right, we're back, brothers and sisters. I really want you to take the time and think about the things I'm telling you, because guess what? I haven't really hit home yet. Because a lot of times, you know, I have ran into a situation where we had, my son came to the rescue of somebody.
Yeah. And, you know, it was a little bit to me,
it was a little bit out of control. Somebody was harassing this young girl, and he didn't really know her, but he felt like he could help her out of her circumstance. Well, the person was drinking and pulled out a knife and cut it. So he had to go to the hospital and all that there, but in doing so, all the deception that came out of that, and he was looking and saying, you know, that ain't what happened. But these are the stories that people have. There's so many things going on nowadays, and so many industries that are in the game of deception, and so many programs that are based on your being deceived, that it can't help but be a part of our process. So look, let's examine that. And I mean, let's examine that from other perspectives, okay? Take, for instance, you just get paid and you're ready to go home, and your boys walk up to you and say, yo, man, we're going to stop out and have a few drinks. And you know, you should just take that money home, put it where it's safe, grab a few dollars. Okay, I'll meet you down there later if you want to go. But sometimes you don't want to go and you say, oh, okay. You go out and you cash a check and hang out with your fellas, and you get back home and your wife is, or your significant other's there waiting, and you know they wait. And you walk in, and you, before you go in the house, you look at, wow, I kind of spent more than I expected to. You see how this can come home? It all plays a role in the importance of how we see ourselves. And the best part about seeing ourselves is when we like what we see. I'm not saying we're going to break the paradigm of deception that goes on in the media. If you watch, that'll break itself. Because, I mean, already, right now, 90% of the news you get on a forum, on a major media forum, is deception. They're not giving you news. Did y'all know that the Dakota Pipeline burst last week? Oh, surely you see that on the media. That's the truth. The pipeline burst. You didn't see none of it on the news because the news are perpetuating a deception of keeping what is the truth under their control and giving you the deception. What is the deception? They didn't talk about it. That is the deception. Because if they would have talked about it, you would have thought, well, you know what? I don't want that to happen in my neighborhood. But you know what? It is. That's just on a scale that which you can identify with. But yet and still, the new network news didn't bring it to you. And how many times did you go out and you repeat what you heard on the network news? Oh, yeah, well, this is what I heard. And you didn't do no due diligence on your own. And we'll stand by what you heard. We see it all the time. In the prison industrial complex.
Brother Davis.
Yes.
176,000 gallons of crude oil leaked from the Dakota Access Pipeline. And I just want you, because I know you've been a supporter of the water protectors, because you bought a T-shirt to help fund, you know, their ability to stay out there. So I know you you understand the importance of what they're doing. But there are people among our own people who I read today saying we shouldn't, as black people, side with these Indians. They call them Indians. During the protest that we don't. But then I looked up, I'm like saying to myself, okay, I already know they on the wrong side of the issue, but they don't even understand that the Missouri River feeds into so many different states. That's a fresh drinking water source. There's not many of those left, okay? And it's not just protecting their community. If it gets polluted upstream in North Dakota, then what's going to happen to all the states that use that as a drinking source below North Dakota? I bet you there's some black people that use that river as a drinking source. So this is where I don't know how to explain it, Brother Davis, where we don't think things through and we allow ourselves to divide ourselves off by groups and not considering the common enemy or the fight is actually one that is for us all.
Well, since you mentioned that, Scotty, I was invited on to another talk show, and this issue came up. And this is how I approached it. So we no longer have the right to allow corporations to deceive us, by separating us by our differences. Why? Because water is a common right. That focuses on all of us that are human. So that makes it a human right. So if humanity is going to play a role in saving any part of itself, we have to see ourselves as a whole and not let ourselves be separated based on the ideologies that corporations are using. And the person called in and said, well, the Indians, they never did anything for us. So I said, well, you know, that only tells me that you have no knowledge of your history. Oh, I know about my history. I know who I am. Well, you can't make a statement like that if you know your history, because you have to understand this, that black people and Indians have always had a communication of cooperation, and that cooperation wasn't always for the good of black people, and it wasn't always good for the Indians. But don't think when people were running away from slavery, they was all running north, because Indians in Florida were literally helping black people be able to sustain territorial rights when their freedom rights, when they made it into Florida, because guess what? They became a part of their community. And I tried to pull out names, and it was like, I heard that. Yeah, well, yeah. The reality is, when it comes to us as humans, I don't care how your perception of it is, but if we don't do anything to help our brothers stop that conflict and literally give us an option for clean water, then we will be victimized. And not just as individuals. We will be victimized, period. And the sad part about that is that we have to take a role in this and take a stand so that they will know that we will be there for them like they were there for us. That simple. So that makes sense, Scotty. That makes very good sense.
Well,
hey, Brother
that
Davis.
Part about, yeah, brother, go ahead.
Brother Davis and Scotty, I'm so glad that you have brought that up. And I knew that you were going to touch on that when I read that same article about that pipeline, and that was the exact reason why there was the protest, and they would not allow that pipeline to go through that territory because of what the because of the vested interest that Missouri River has to everyone. And, you know, and as you were saying, what we really do forget about is we forget about our common interest, and we only uphold the propaganda of the manifest destiny that divides us all. And that is, like you said, and I'm so glad you're having this show, because we won't, and the truth that we first have to identify is our own truth, in our own, get rid of our own deception among ourselves and you and ourselves individually before you can see any deception of anyone else. And that is so true. We've gotten away from the common interest, because the common interest speaks about the living, all of the living interests of every of the spirits that live, and there are many, many spirits that live. The earth is a living spirit that we have a common interest to, that we allow ourselves to just steal its blood from it for our own personal gains or whatever. That's because we've been taught this manifest destiny and divide and conquer. And I'm so glad that the points that you are making about the overall, our overall interest in, I mean, our overall deception within ourselves being the most important one to conquer is so critical.
But
and it's
also
one of the most difficult conversations to have that will be sincere, because we've been taught to be deceptive and to uphold a deceptive system. So, man, spot on, Brother David, spot on.
Hey, one of the things I wanted to add to the deception, though, just the language that we adopt from the manifest destiny, we're calling them Indians, and we're looking at them like they're all
right,
just one big, you know, homogenous group or whatnot. These are different tribes. And I'm going to do a video later, but there's this black scholar who was soliciting, you know, these ignorant comments about quote unquote Indians, who was pointing out that the Cherokees enslaved black people. So we had to be careful about siding with Indians. Again, this is about clean drinking water. This ain't about the Sioux tribe. But see, this again goes to, you know, you got Cherokee tribes, you got Choctaw. I don't know how many different tribes you have. So when you say Indians, that tells me you ignorant about the people of this land and their cultures. And yes, some of them did practice a form of slavery before the white man came here. And then the five so-called civilized tribes, which included the Cherokees, did start adopting, becoming slave catchers, and they're about 1% of them, the rich and elite, did keep enslaved Africans. But you're going to use those few tribes, there's about five of them, but the Cherokees did it the most, and then you're going to use that to solicit intent or mal energy directed towards all the other people that you classifying as Indians, although they have names. That's the Sioux tribe, the Sioux Nation, Lakota people up there in the Lakota in South Dakota, but that's Sioux up there in North Dakota. So you don't even know the different tribes and what have you. But then this also feeds into how we refer to Africa, all people from Africa, as Africans, when they may be Zulu, they may be, you know what I'm saying, like they don't have tribes over there. Okay. So,
oh, absolutely, brother. Absolutely. You know, the sad part about that, that's a part of our, this great, what I call, Westernism that we live. You see, the sad part about that is that we get so caught up in it that we see ourselves as Americans, but yet when they see us, they see a black man. See, that's the deception. And we get caught up in that too, because like you said, there are people arguing the point, well, the Indians, listen, when it comes to a human problem, that means that it's going to affect all humans the same way. So we have to take a stand just so humanity has an opportunity to survive. If we do not, these people still kill and destroy for money. And some of them don't even do it for money. Some of them do it for pleasure. So in reality, we're going to have to wake up, because they don't want us to wake up. That should be the key right there. But once again, we have people who will watch NBC and ABC News, but if you say, you know what, we got a Black Talk media that offers a more of a truth to content and media, but we'd like you to contribute to it so that we can keep this going, and we'll give you little extra things like making you a part of our community that you could converse on topics of interest. Interest to who? It ain't me. You see what I'm saying? So the dynamic is always working against us. The sad part about it is that it's out of our control. So getting back to the show, please call in. Let us know so that we can move forward with this conversation. Is there any call, Scotty?
Okay, not right now,
Okay, bet. Let's get back to the aspect of the content. Okay, the content is we are being deceived. And the sad part about it, that deception is being done by us. We're literally following a program that is out of our control. So instead of us taking control again, we find ourselves being victimized behind the fact that we're doing nothing. And guess what? We'll always be victimized if we don't do anything. And the sad part about that is we have a responsibility to stay focused enough to at least achieve what we're trying to do. We can't expect other people to come together and collaborate on one idea when we can't stay focused on trying to bring the plan to implement that idea to fruition. So, my brothers and sisters, once again, I'm giving you the shout out to give us a call in, because, see, I know this is a very, very touchy subject. I know there are people who want to say something, but literally don't want to put themselves out there because it may reflect on the fact that it is them. Well, it is you. That's why I started out the show that way. Truth does not change. This is Brother Davis with the Wise Ones, 866-510-9025. And I'd like you to call in because we're approaching time now where we need to really put it out there so that we can move forward. And the sad part about that is that we will not move forward unless we all go the same direction. And that is what's called moving as a group. So we have the ability to build the group when we can be honest with each other. But when we're not honest with each other, we victimize ourselves because we kind of drift from what we know we should be doing to something that we ain't got no business doing. That's why corporations have so many commercials on TV, because they don't expect you to do what every commercial does, tells you to do. But if you do what 1% of them do, then guess what? And you watch 10 commercials, you're going to do at least one of those things. So they'll give you 200 commercials a day, so that maybe you'll be juggling 20. That's what's called the facet of confusion. So it's full effect here. The sad part about it is that if we don't take a role in changing it, don't change it. Won't change it. They won't change it. They will not change it for us. So we have to stay on our game and make sure that what we do is going to bear fruit so that tomorrow we can be more involved in what we're trying to get done today. So my brothers and sisters, once again, let me give you a shout out. Give us a call. 866-510-9025, because we need to have open dialogue. I'm giving it to you straight. You may not like it. That's why I gave the disclaimer. And guess what? I didn't even get real personal, because if I got real personal, I'll tell you in a minute, you don't mind going to church and giving your money to somebody who's giving you words. But when it talks about collaborating so that we can move forward, we can't get a thing out your pocket. And the sad part about it is we got somebody like Brother Scotty who is listen, he had a vision, brings his vision to life and tells you, listen, I can expand on this with some help. And it sounds like we literally got to go into your pocket. You know what? I'm not telling you to do something I don't do myself. The reason why I do it is because I see the power of the tool that he has put together. And I want to be a part of this, because guess what? I don't know. Pretty soon, we may be expanding to a point where we set up, look out to purchase a more permanent facility. We can put our resources together to make this a dynamic place to advertise and meet those people of like-minded, those people who look like us. And when we do, those people who are coming here to get information from the show is also going to get an advertisement for those people who literally are seeking the same thing. Open your eyes, my brothers and sisters, because this ain't going to happen without your participation. And I'm going to tell you something. I'm going to participate. And when we get there, if you're not there, that's all right. I ain't going to be angry with you. You know why? Because when you wake up, I want you to know we're going to embrace you, because we're going to need you. This is not going to be no one-man show, and there's not going to be no leader coming in to lead you. If there's going to be a leader, it's got to be you. And the only thing we ask you to do is engineer your resources so that we can be able to achieve collaboratively rather than trying to do this solely. But this brother has done some dynamic stuff by himself. believe me, I know he has had to pass some late nights putting all these ideas in a row so that he can approach them one by one. But see, not every idea is the seed that turns into a great tree. But not every seed becomes a great tree. That's the dynamic of truth. And guess what? I'm going to tell you something. This is far, far greater than you can conceive. And the reason being is because you have not begun to realize how well connected you are in this universe. You have not begun to understand just what that carbon in your skin is connected to. And if you don't understand it, you can never grow to be able to imagine what Black Talk Radio can achieve with your participation. So we don't want you to imagine it. We just want you to participate. That way we can bring one vision to fruition, and if your vision fits into that vision, we're willing to help you too. You have to understand now, the only thing really is stopping you is yourself. Now, you can agree and move forward with us, or you can deceive yourself into believing what we're doing ain't going to work. But you know what? If that's what you believe, let me tell you this. This radio station you're listening to now started off with a computer. Hear that? Now it has a community. Are you starting to get this yet? So therefore, it has expanded itself. We want you to be a part of this, but it's going to require something of you. And that's something, listen, something don't have to be a monetary resource. You might have a skill set that fits into the need. But you got to open yourself up so we can have one-on-one communication and be able to see if you do have those sort of talents. Because if you listen to Brother Scotty, Brother Scotty is telling you about the contributors. He talked about a young brother who was just laying some beats, was giving him beats. And guess what? Yeah, sometimes when I listen to different shows, it's like, man, who put that thing together? But see, the dynamic of creation and the dynamic of idealism comes together with the dynamic of vision. We got a serious contention here on internet radio with Black Talk Radio. I've heard some of them channels, and they really don't come across as well as this one does. But I'm not being negative about them. I'm really lifting them up to letting you know there's other people out there with visions too. So you can incorporate yours, or you can incorporate yours with ours. But do something. Don't deceive yourself into thinking that somebody else is going to do it. Because a lot of people think, oh, somebody else will do it. And before you know it, it never gets done. Then people, oh, wow, I wish I'd have known. Well, if you would have been involved, you would have known. We have to take and make what we want to be precedent, the precedence. And understand how I said that. If we want it to be the present, we have to make it the precedent in what we do. And when we do that, we will bear fruit from that. So let me get off that horse, because I'm going to tell you something. I see the benefit of it. I see the benefit of the Indians who was fighting out there long before the spill, telling you this is what could happen. And some of these same people said, no, the corporations just say, oh, they doing is just marching and hollering. We ain't going to, we got the best pipelines in the world. That was a deception. Wake up, y'all. Because I'm going to tell you, I already asked a major question nobody answered. What's going to happen when they have a recount? What do you think the Trump supporters are going to do? Sit back and say, oh, we'll just adjust. Well, no, they're not. And what role did Russia play? It doesn't even make a difference, because guess what? For those of you who don't know, America has done the same thing in their election. Oh, you didn't know that? You were deceived to believe that Russia was the only country doing these things? Oh, you didn't know that? But yet, you hear about hacking every day. Did you think that we were the only country that was being hacked? Oh,
You didn't know that we were hacking too? Wake up, y'all. You're living in the most divisive country in the world.
Brother Davis.
This country is too. Yes, brother.
Recount news, Wisconsin completed its recount. Also, North Carolina completed a recount. Donald Trump still the winner. So there you go.
But you know what? There was somebody on TV today who was talking their heart out. Oh, it isn't fair. Oh, our count, our votes should count. I'm going to tell you something. When it comes to electoral colleges, this election showed you that your vote really ain't carrying a lot of weight. But it did that there in 2002. But the only catch in 2000 was, literally, you were stonewalled into believing something that wasn't true. And guess what? Well, out of that came, we got good old Bushy Bush, who literally came to you on his last day in office and told you we ran the economy so deep into a hole that if we don't save it, the whole world's going to crash. So don't think
Brother
one
Davis,
minute.
Brother Davis, hold on.
Yes, brother, go ahead.
Get ready for a commercial break. And because you did ask a very, very important question about what's going to happen when things don't go the way that the people that voted for Trump and why they really voted for him don't go. And one of the last articles, and I was just saying this in response for Scotty, because he made that point about the recounts. Yeah, they were done, and that's very, very important. But here's the key. One of the last things we posted today from Politico, 20 Trump electorals could flip. So there's a professor out of Harvard that constitutional law has already had the necessary electoral college votes to flip the election. And so this is
yeah, critical. That's an organized campaign, Dave, by the let's just say the wing of white supremacy that's backing Hillary Clinton, the wing of slavery that's backing Hillary Clinton. They are behind that. That includes the current people in power. And this is very dangerous. And people should take that seriously. Yeah. So to answer his question, black people, do what I've been reading y'all doing. Keep going to the gun store while you can and buying guns and ammunition because a civil war, literally, I don't mean metaphorically, if they try to deny that man, there will be a civil war. And that's what I believe. That's Scotty speaking.
Yep, and no, I'm with you, and I think we all concur on that because that is what this is going to lead to, and this is the distinction that's being created that Brother Davis is talking about. So, hey, Brother Davis, I'm not going to interrupt anymore, but I just wanted to chime in with that because all three of us are definitely seeing the exact same thing. Oh, shoot, here it comes, and are we ready for it?
The best part about that is that the other people know now that even if they was hoping that's not going to happen, wise people are seeing that as a strong possibility. Look, we're going to go to a commercial break. This is Brother Davis on the Wise Wendy. This is the last segment of the show. Brothers and sisters, I do encourage you to call up. It's 866-510-9025. And ask your questions. Put them out there so we can have open dialogue. This is Brother Davis coming at you on the Wise Wendy.
Make Black Talk Radio your choice for digital black radio. New black media for the new millennium.
Hello, hello, hello. This is Brother Davis coming back at you. Listen, again, those of you who think that this may not get volatile, it may very well get volatile. And the sad part about that is that if it does get volatile, you better prepare yourself. Now, and I'm going to put, since Scotty mentioned it, there is the African-American, I think it's the African-American Rifles Association. We need to go ahead and make that connection. Then go ahead. That's the term to use, an African-American
Rifle Association. I don't think they wanted to be considered with mixed up with the NRA. And the bottom line is, there's a purpose behind what they're establishing. So those people who want to get some training, I hear that they have the ability to help in your, help direct you into in your area for those people who will be suitable for that. But at this stage of the game, we have to seriously consider the options that are available to us for us to get beyond this. And you have to understand, this is not going to be a comfortable situation. And you may not like what you may have to do, but you better be prepared to do it than be without preparation. Because the bottom line is, you can't stop what is about to happen if it goes that way. If they've been planning this, these people do not mind eliminating us. For you who don't understand it, that's on y'all. I can't understand it. But I do, because of the readings that I've done, I understand the dynamic. And it's their fear that they created, they perpetuated, and they got all of their people to believe about you. And the whole term, when you're the BBM, and that, you know, that they don't even, a lot of times when they talk in code, that's what they think. BBM means big black man. You ain't got to be big. All you guys, to them, all you is a BBM. I don't know about y'all who are, but have you heard about the people who was at the drugstore, and the guy wouldn't ask the attendant a question, and the attendant was so scared they wouldn't have backed and hid and called the police? You know why? Because he was a BBM. And the police came, and the police didn't arrest the brothers or nothing, but they had to go to the store hunting for the clerks. And the clerks literally told the police, well, he asked a question and it scared me, so we hid in the back room and called the police. Do you hear me? Because that is white terror theory. Not something that you've done, by no means. That is something that they created within themselves so that they will have the mindset to follow and treat you like the living dead. Or the walking dead, whatever that show is. You can tell I don't want that sort of thing, but literally, then you look at TV. Every time you turn around, these people are killing something that look like them. Only they put a little disease on it, so it makes you look like that's the justification. It's not. Believe me, my brothers and sisters, when they go out there and kill like that, when they teaching their children to shoot like that, and they understand this, when they are teaching their children to shoot, they're teaching them how to kill. That's against the principles of the universal God. And see, the sad part about it is that now we must take a defensive position, and we're emulating them. Do you understand the dynamic here? Because I'm going to tell you something. It hurts me. It hurts me to my heart because I know this is going to go someplace I would rather it not.
Feel like I'm a trendsetter.
Do you understand how I said that?
They're not a
I'm not giving you the impression like I love everybody in the world, no. But humanity can't survive without humans. And these people that think like death is a solution have to end human concept. So we got to come to some serious reality. We got to be truthful with ourselves. We got to stop thinking, oh, well, they won't bother me. But some of us, you know, some of us do. Some of us, and I've seen the power of that in the South. When I was down there, when Hillary Clinton was running, and all of those fraternities and sororities, they were telling their black brothers and sisters in the churches, oh yeah, vote for Hillary. We'll get the South for you. Vote for Hillary. Do you hear what I'm saying? So there are people already sold out. You know why? Because they think, oh, they ain't going to shoot me. No, no, I'm a Greek. Yeah, I'm a black boule. Don't think for a minute. that President Obama could walk down Vine Street in New York and hail a cab. Because if it's after 6 o'clock, his ass will be walking a long time. You see, when they look at your skin, if they don't identify your face, you are BBM. And they have distorted the truth about us so bad that now there are black people who are scared of us. You know what I'm saying? They're scared of themselves. How great a deception can be played on an individual that to get you to believe, fear those people that look like you. Listen, y'all, I'm trying to give you as much truth content here, and the reason why is because if you ain't getting it, you might be one of them people who walked up to one of them cops, or one of them people say, "Oh, look, Lord, that's Joe so-and-so. You sit right here, I'll talk to him, and he'll kill you dead." Because they've already said, listen, and here's the dynamic that I want you to understand. This is not out of the realm of part of the playbook. You understand how I said that? Because all of these things are put in place. The Patriot Act was put in place. For those of you who don't know, that took most of your rights. Then the National Defensive Act of Authorization. For those of you who don't know, that completely took your rights to the degree that now, when a policeman stops you, his term of suspicion is what he uses. And do you hear how I said that? Before, they had to have some sort of suspicion. So now they got his term of suspicion that can stop you. So that means that any one of them can stop you for anything because you're a BBM. And to them, they feel they got a right. And you cannot be emotional, because if you are emotional, they will kill you as sure as they can make an excuse. And then believe me, you've heard them. I mean, what greater excuse can you hear than the man was running away from me? I had a gun in my head and shot him in the back because I feared for my life. Pick up, y'all. People don't care about you. Don't get caught up in that self-denial. That is one of the main reasons why we have to have this show. Because, see, there are some people out there who think they got relationships like that, and that can kill them. And we need as many as we can get, because there are plans going around, and those plans are to survive. And those people who are part of them plans, who are listening to the show, they know. And if you ain't part of them plans, maybe you ought to talk to those people who are. All right, bring in that call, Dave.
Go ahead, Ross.
Greetings to you, Brother Dave, Brother Davis, Scotty.
Greetings, brother.
Brilliant show. Greetings. It was great to hear you. I didn't get to hear the whole show, but what I came in on was just incredible. There were a couple things I wanted to touch on when you were talking about white people understanding is that white privilege is coming to an end. I think you're right, but I just don't use the term white privilege because I don't believe white supremacy is a privilege. It's warfare. So any privileges they have, they've gotten through warfare and straight genocide and dominating now white people. When you and Scotty were talking about Dr. Boyce Watkins and the nonsense he was spewing in regards to not siding with Indians, he really doesn't know his history, because the term Indian actually means black. That prefix IND, end, actually is actually itself means black, and what it's referring to are the so-called blue-black people that migrated to India from Ethiopia. Those are the original Indians. And then when you're talking about the Indians in the Western Hemisphere specifically, those were also black people. The Seminoles in particular, I actually posted an article on BTR Community about the Seminoles who assisted Africans who were brought here from the continent during slavery. And they look just like the average black man you see walking the streets of Harlem when Harlem was the old Harlem that we remember. So Dr. Watkins really doesn't know anything about what he's talking about in regards to the history of this country, and he's spewing nonsensical rhetoric. So, you know, again, he's a victim of white supremacy, but like you always say, you need to do your due diligence before you open your mouth, because you can really put your foot in it. And that's exactly what he did with that comment. And when you were talking about the whole concept of us following these holidays, it's funny because I just was a guest on another podcast last night that was just incredible. And I talked about mind control and the fact that that's what we're under, mind control. And it's really interesting. As a matter of fact, give me 1 second. Would you mind holding for me? Because my wife is calling me, so I just want to be able to chime in with something. Just give me 1 second, okay?
All right, we'll be here. We'll come back. Great
all right,
content.
Thank you. I'll be
great
right back.
Content. All right,
thank you. I'll be right back.
All right. But see, that's what I mean, brothers. This is call in. Because, see, there this brother, he heard something that tweaked him. I want to hear what's tweaking you. And when he comes back, I can tell you now, regardless of what he has to say, it's going to add to the show. And the best part about it is that the show keeps going. It ain't me. So don't think I'm the only one to think this way. The best part about it is that when you call in, other people can hear you reflect on your point of view, and therefore they can identify if they fit that criteria or not. Because I'm going to tell you something. The dialogue is what we seek here. But if you don't call in and you want to listen, that's fine. We will ask you that you do consider making a contribution. And therefore, you can sit and listen all night long and take notes. And the reason why I have a pencil and piece of paper when I'm listening is because I like to go do my own due diligence. And I'm going to tell you something. There's a plethora of information we haven't given you because you haven't matured enough to understand it. So why should we give you something that you're not going to be able to use to your advantage? Because I can say simple things that I'm very aware of, other people can identify with, but you wouldn't, so you'd be out the loop. And so maybe later on down the line, if we happen to go into those areas, we can open those doors for you, give you some insights that you can do your own due diligence and grow personally, because that is what really we're trying to get you to do. We're trying to get you to grow personally so you can go out and spread yourself amongst those like-minded people in your environment. And that way it grows. And you become a group, and then before you know it, you become an organization. And then before you know it, we can incorporate your organization with other organizations that are like-minded. And guess what? Now we can talk about doing bigger things. That is the content that we really are trying to achieve here. We don't want anybody to think that they are alone. If they have an idea that can add content and help us all to move forward to a higher ground, because that's what it's about. So until our brother comes, till the brother comes back, I want to add a little bit of one more thing in reference to the holiday season. The only way it's a holiday season is if you give your resources. You stop giving your resources, and guess what? They won't follow the holiday anymore. It's a holiday for them because they're making a fortune. Did you hear about the sales on internet radio? I mean, on internet, on what was that? The Monday after the Thanksgiving weekend, they had like almost $7 billion in internet sales. I don't know about y'all. I didn't buy that. I'm saying they did all this without my money too. But that made me feel good also, because guess what? They didn't get none of my money. Matter of fact, if you just want to know, I was helping my brother go to Cuba. He wanted to go over there and do some best organic farming known all over the world. So my brother, because he's a part of our organic farm, he went down there to get some ideas and information, and he called me today. He just flew back into town. He's excited and on fire. And we didn't have a chance to talk, but I can hear it in his voice. So I'm looking forward to that phone call either later tonight or tomorrow. But there's always something you can do. And I encourage you, do it. Don't wait for somebody, because the naysayers, oh, no, you can't, you can't. If you wait and listen to the you can't, you'll never do it. Never. Well, me and my brothers and sisters got together to do this farm. It was a struggle, but we did it. You could do it, too. Is there someone else? Did you come back to the phone?
Yes. Yes, I did. Greetings, okay. Greetings. I love what you just said. What I wanted to do is just touch on the mind control aspect of why we do these things without thinking about them. And it's funny, I was just reading a book by Umalimu Baruti where he discusses this, and I think, would you mind if I read this briefly? Because I think it really will help to focus people's understanding as to why we function how we do?
Go right ahead, brother.
All right. It says here, the motive for rearing extraordinary non-aggressive males originates from historical remembrance. No matter how hard we try to suppress it or feign denial, African parents remember the history of their conquest. It is genetically encoded culturally. It has been embedded in our living collective consciousness through 2,000 plus years of psychological assault. Not only has the mental and physical hostility directed towards the Africans in this hemisphere been consistent and pervasive up until the present, but distorted realities caused by the chronic trauma of the Maafa have resulted in behavioral changes and distortions. These behavioral changes and distortions, which have gone without treatment or recovery since the initial traumatic inflictions, have become the learned behaviors of generation after generation. Therefore, we have a complex reality in which chronic trauma and distorted realities have been passed through generations as learned behavior. While increasing distortions are heaped upon the African existence by the continuous nature of chronic trauma, as a universally stated principle in the psychology discipline relating historical awareness to contemporary thought and action, simply because we choose to forget a traumatic event, simply because we choose not to learn of a traumatic history and a history that may make us feel ashamed, does not mean that history is not controlling our behavior. Simply because we do not know our history and may not have heard of it does not mean that the history does not control our behavior. One of the most profound things we've learned in psychology is that the most powerful forces that shape human behavior are those factors that are consciously not remembered by human beings, are those experiences the individual can swear he's never had. That is one of the paradoxes of human behavior, that the very things that shape us and make us behave the way we do, see the world the way we see it, and relate to people the way that we relate to them are those things that have occurred in our lives at points we cannot remember or recall. And that is the mind control I'm speaking about. It's where you're functioning in a way in which you're not consciously aware that what you're doing is basically something that has been inculcated in you by your enemy, and that you're an intergenerational prisoner of war suffering from that trauma, and you're not consciously aware that you have been traumatized anymore because it's just your everyday reality. So thank you so much for giving me the opportunity to read that passage. The book that it came from is called Excuses, Excuses, The Politics of Interracial Coupling in European Culture by Umalima Baruti, and it is a profound book. I think every black person should read it, especially those who might be contemplating getting into tragic arrangements. I think it might help possibly to shift your consciousness and understand why that is a dangerous proposition. Thank you so much, and I will continue to listen to the wisdom that you're dropping this evening. Peace and love to you all.
Peace, brother. But listen, I would like you to put that, send that today so you can put that on the BTYR view. The reason being is because that gives them another opportunity to pick up something that'll feed them, brother.
Sure, I'm going to post it. I'll post it up there. Now I was going to ask, what's your handle on there, too? Because I'll actually put you on it as well, you and Brother Dave. And Scotty.
Okay, on BTR Community?
Yes.
A-O-K-A-E-O. Listen, we're coming into the last... A-O, just put A-O. A-O-K-A-D-D-E-L.
Okay. Thank you so much, brother.
Not a problem. Listen, we're coming to the end of the show, the last 10 minutes, and I'd like to give Dave some time at the end. As usual, let me say this. Our opportunities that are ours are only ours when we take advantage of making it a privilege to die for what we believe. This is Brother Davis on a Wise Wednesday, and believe me, I'm willing to die for what I believe, and I believe in us, the people. Dave, back to you, brother.
Man, Brother Davis, such a great, great show. Thank you, Raj. Thank you, Scotty. Thank you, Brother Davis. And, you know, one of the great things in this deception continues, the deception continues because it does. One of the things that the system will always do is that Scotty had talked about earlier how about the counts that were in the vote that Trump still won and everything else. And then there's the Electoral College that's being challenged now. One of the things that the system always does, and I wanted to make that point because it is, and Brother Davis, this show was so important because this is exactly what it is. One of the things in warfare, the way to ensure your winning of the war is by funding both sides of the war. And I think it's very critical that we start to fund our own independence. in our own self-determination. That way you will not, you can actually have a way to defeat and to neutralize any war that goes against you. Very, very critical, because that's one of the things, in my opinion, that the system will always want to do, and it needs to do, is to fund both sides of the war. So wherever, because see, these people are not omnipotent, or all-powerful. What they are is they're controlling. So they have to find the actual energy that is being reproduced by the deception within the people that they're victimizing, that they're targeted victims. So, so important. Man, Brother Davis, great, great show. Just want to thank you all for listening to Tando Radio Show today and listening to Wise Wednesday. And this is why they call it Wise Wednesday. Big ups, Roz. Yeah, definitely send that. We'll post it inside of BTR. Roz is already in BTR. I will definitely post it inside of Tando as well. A critical, powerful passage that Roz was reading from. Very, very important. Okay, everyone, it's never goodbye. As always, we'll see you later, because we are eternal. That's why I say that. And before you ask for a fortune, make sure to give away a fortune. Much love and much respect. Great Creator willing, we'll talk to you all soon. Much love, much respect.
Peace.